We'll engineer the January 9th, 2010 edition of The Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Celebrating 20 years of programming, this is the Radio Amateur Information Network's Rain Report. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. For decades, the FCC has been sharply criticized for basing its decisions about critical issues on politics rather than the engineering realities of such issues. A prime example is BPL, Broadband Over Power Line. The Commission's decision to back this technology was long on politics and woefully short on engineering expertise. At long last, a proposed bill, S-2881, is now crawling its way through the congressional hoops to bolster the staff of each FCC commissioner with an engineer. One organization that strongly supports this move is the Society of Broadcast Engineers, SBE. Its president is Vinny Lopez.
SBE has had a legislative agenda going back, 25, 30 years. And one of the things that has been on that agenda has been a call for more engineering expertise at the highest levels of the FCC. That's been around as long as I can remember and probably before that. And this last October at the board meeting, we had re-ratified our legislative goals and revisited them, and that was on it. And actually, that got published up to the SBE website at some point after the goals were ratified. Fast forward a little bit to late November, early December, we get an email from an aide for Senator Olympia Snow. She's a Republican out of Maine. The senator was proposing a bill, Senate S-2881, which basically would modify the Communications Act in 1934 to allow the commissioners to each add another staff person, dedicated engineer. The way it works now is each FCC commissioner has three assistants, and usually, and in almost all cases, and I could be wrong, I don't know about this for sure, they're lawyers. They're there to advise them on policy, wireline, and other issues. There was never really an engineer in recent memory on the staffs of each commissioner. This is the bill that would change it. Where we basically are right now is we've picked up a Democratic sponsor in the Senate, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia. And we are looking and working with Senator Snow's aide to try and identify some House of Representative members for a companion bill to it, which probably would be worded identically. We're looking at a couple of candidates right now. Congressman Petrie up in Wisconsin, who's a good friend of one of the SB board members. We're trying to solicit his support. There are some congressmen that Senator Snow's aides have found that are very broadcast and engineering technical savvy. One of them is a ham operator, I believe. There's a Representative Stearns, Representative Boucher. I'm not sure what states they're from. And we're also working with a representative from Oregon, whose name escapes me at the moment, whose family owns broadcast stations, and he would have a keen interest in this. There are currently five commissioners. There used to be seven, but back in the 80s, I believe it was, there was a reduction in the commission from seven to five commissioners.
By adding one person to each commissioner, how is that really going to affect each commissioner's positions or decisions?
It will give them a direct engineering opinion or expertise. A lot of lawyers, let's say, are of the opinion that you can change the laws of physics to dictate policy. Well, in reality, you can't. Having an engineering type person on the staff of each commission would make them a valuable resource that commissioner could go to, or that could go to the commissioner and say, this is not going to work. Here's the reasons why. And without any regard for policy or legal issues that might pop up, strictly from an engineering standpoint.
How many people are on the staff of each commissioner now?
Right now, there are three. They have three assistants plus, I think, one secretary. So I think they have a staff total of four, maybe five people. This would add one person to each commissioner's staff.
These commissioners are newly appointed, am I correct?
There's two that are newly appointed, Commissioner Baker and Commissioner Clyburn. The others are from the prior commission. We don't really concern ourselves with politics or policy or things like that. We're more interested in the straight engineering aspects of it. I think I can tell you that Clyburn is a Democrat and Baker is a Republican. I think I remember that part of it. But beyond that, I really don't know where they stand. I know that there is a big broadband initiative and a report to Congress due this February that is taking up a lot of time at the commission right now. The initiative would be broadband for everyone in the country, some way, somehow, wired, wireless. They weren't real specific when Congress and the president requested this. It's the FCC's job to come up with a plan to make this happen. And that is, I think, what this White Spaces Issues and Broadband Initiative report is going to contain. It's going to contain a lot of suggestions on how to make that possible to allow broadband to every household in the United States.
Do you feel the commission was hoping that VPL would help them toward that final goal?
I think they were hoping that would happen. Like I said, I'm not real sure of a lot of the technical specs on broadband over power line. The town that I live in is served by a municipal power company, which does have broadband over power line. I am not a subscriber, so I can't tell you what's going on with it. I do know it does cause some interference, especially kills the AM, probably some amateur bands as well.
The ham community has been working with various power line consortiums. There are ways of working around some of these technical issues. We're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
You're listening to an interview Rains Hap-Holly, KC9RP, conducted with Vinny Lopez, the president of SBE, the Society of Broadcast Engineers, a strong supporter of Senate Bill S-2881, which proposes the expansion of each FCC's commissioner staff to include an engineer to provide some technical expertise toward making wiser decisions to avoid another BPL debacle. Hap will conclude his conversation with Vinny in a moment. This is the Rain Report, the weekly audio ham radio feature magazine of Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com. We'll be right back.
I don't believe that BPL is the end-all and the beat-all that the FCC was led to believe it would be. And I suspect, had you had an engineer on each commissioner's staff, BPL may not have ever gotten off the ground.
You may be right on that. Now, let's not take anything away from OET, Office of Engineering and Technology at the FCC. They do a great job, but there's only so many of them to go around, and they've got so many issues that they're working with. I don't know if they could give enough time to study the BPL options. What we hope to do is to get a couple of House sponsors lined up for this, as well as get it onto the committee agendas. It'll have to go through committees first. The Energy and Commerce Committee, I believe, both will be the ones to act on it, and then it would go to the Senate floor after that for a vote. Now, we think it's got a good chance, and there probably shouldn't be any opposition at the FCC because they're actually gaining headcount out of this, positions, more people for their operation. As far as SBE is concerned, we plan on getting together on our website lists of senators and congressmen for our members to contact, maybe some sample letters to contact that have all the information regarding the bill that they could just download and add their own information to and send off, as well as some key members that we think need to be written and called upon this. Get a little grassroots movement going and try and get this pushed through, because we think it'd be a great idea just for a lot of different reasons.
What kind of response have you received from the commission?
We have not heard anything from the commission about it yet.
Does the commission have the budget?
We are not sure about that right now, but what we think would happen is that once this position was approved, the budget for it would also ride along with it as part of the bill. We don't know that. That's just my guess, because if you're going to have a bill like this, you have to have the funds to go with it as well.
Has this whole idea of adding an engineer to each of the commissioners ever been broached?
Yes. In 1991, there was a member of the House named Don Ritter introduced a bill, H.R. 3501, that would have required that at least one member of the commission be skilled in engineering. This bill doesn't seek to replace any of the existing assistants in the commissioner's office, but the new one would add a staff member to each commissioner's office.
If someone would like to read what this proposed bill is about, where should they go?
We've got it posted online at www.sbe.org. If you look right at the front page, it's called Short Circuits. There's a link to it, and there's a link to the text of, it's a PDF file of S-2881 that they can look at and see the actual bill.
If anyone would like to contact you directly, what email would you suggest they use?
They can use VLOPEZ at sbe.org or president@sbe.org.
That was Vinny Lopez, president of SBE, the Society of Broadcast Engineers, speaking with Hap Holly, KC9RP, about Senate Bill S-2881, proposed legislation that would add an engineer to the staff of each FCC commissioner. For more details about this bill, go to www.sbe.org. That's sbe.org. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2010 Rain, all rights reserved. Now, for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, wishing you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.